Hello everybody, this is Stephen J. Huron with Mastering Marriage. Today is January the 27th of 2022. It's a beautiful Thursday up here in Burney, Texas. First, I want to thank those who are listening to my podcast. It's actually doing pretty well. My last episode it's got 89 hits so far, which for my unknown podcast that has no advertising, that's pretty good. And that's outperformed most of the podcasts before it. And that's probably because the subject was so interesting, which is why married men don't get enough sex from their women. So if you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to that one. And today's podcast is going to be, it's going to be probably even more interesting. So today's podcast is going to, we're going to talk about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. And normally I don't follow these kind of silly movie stars or Hollywood stars or rappers and all these people. But the reason I've kind of been following this little episode between Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and Pete Davis is because it involves a lot of the concepts that I've been studying and talking about and teaching now. I have I'm certified as a sex coach, and that took me a year to obtain, and that took a lot of reading and studying. But I've also gone out of that program to study relationships, and I also was in law enforcement for 23 years, where I was able to get a close-up look into relationships of all kinds of people, of all races, all sexes, all income brackets. And so I've gotten real good looks at why men and women behave the way that they do. Furthermore, I have I've been married for 15 years. I've been with my wife for 20. And our sex life, our intimacy, our marriage is stronger than ever. And not only that, but our sex life is amazing. So it's not enough to just get the woman of your dreams or the man of your dreams. You have to know how to keep them. And you have to be able to keep them happy, and you have to understand how to keep I wouldn't even say keep your sex drive going. I would say you can actually improve your sex drive and your sex life on a year by year, month by month basis. There's a lot of jokes and old jokes that, like on TV, or men that have been married for a long time, and they say, well, you know, my wife and I, we have sex once a week or once a month or once a year. And on my birthday, I get a blowjob. And it actually just kind of becomes silly in terms of, maybe silly is not the word, maybe sad, how marriages, how the sex drive can just get worse and worse. So anyway, let's get back to Kim and Kanye. And I'm not going to call him Ye. I think he legally changed his name to Ye. But it's kind of silly, and it doesn't even make sense. It would sound confusing. So I'm going to call him Kanye, because that's at least a little bit easier to pronounce. So anyway, I was going over the timeline of their relationship, and apparently they got married in, I believe it's 2014, after a short whirlwind romance. But what I found interesting, I found a timeline on brides.com of their relationship, and in one of the pictures on, I think it's Instagram, Kim Kardashian is holding up her left hand, and she's got a humongous rock. They described it as a $8 million cushion-cut diamond set on a diamond pav band. You know, and it's supposed to, I guess it's impressive, and it's $8 million. So my question is, what was that for? I mean, she's sleeping with Pete Davidson now, and Kanye West is humiliating himself, chasing her around and making comments on the, through the media and running around with some new girl now. So what was that? What was the point? What's the point of getting your wife or your future wife a $8 million cushion cut diamond? Well, I got my wife a $60 or $90 silver wedding band at James Avery, and we're still married, and we also have children, and we're still going strong, and we're happy as can be. So you got a man who bought his wife a $90 silver wedding band, and then you have a man that bought his wife a $8 million cushion cut diamond set on a diamond pave band, or pave band, whatever that word is. I don't even know what that word means. Who knows? Something I guess rich people understand. And my wife, I just slept next to my wife last night, and we were intimate, and it was awesome. And Kanye West's wife, because they're still not divorced, Kanye West's wife is running around with another man around New York City and the Bahamas. So, you know, I'm going to ask again, what was the point? I mean, who are you trying to impress? Because if he was trying to impress her, it didn't work, because she's sleeping with someone else. So, and once again, men just don't get it. At least some men, they don't understand what they're supposed to do. Their responsibility is to their wife, to get a wife who feels loyal and loving and happy, becomes happy. We're going to talk about that later, about women and happiness. I think I've covered it in the past, but I'm going to cover it again because it applies to this. So he proposed to her at some kind of NFL or Major League Baseball, San Francisco Giants baseball stadium, on the Jumbotron. He hired an orchestra and wrote, "Please marry me," on the Jumbotron, and threw that $8 million ring out, diamond ring. They then went to Paris, and in a French chateau, with a rehearsal dinner in Versailles, and I guess that was the luncheon and rehearsal, and then they had their wedding in Florence, Italy. The nuptials cost an estimated $2.8 million. Once again, for what? To impress who? Doesn't it look all silly now? Doesn't it look silly? And it tells me that Kanye West does not understand how to make a woman happy. Okay, he had an attractive wife. He had four kids with her. He had all the money in the world. He has all the talent in the world. He's a good-looking man. He's got millions upon millions of dollars. He's got a career that's always up on top as in terms of being a rapper. He's rich, famous, blah, blah, blah. Nothing, nothing, nothing. His wife filed for him, for a divorce from him. I believe it was in January of this year. Or you know what? I'm wrong. I think it was January of last year. January or February. So once again, I'm just going to beat this dead horse because it needs to be beat. All right. Figuratively speaking, women don't need a lot of money. Women don't need fame, fortune. They don't need you to be good looking, the best looking guy on the block, in order to set them up to become happy. Okay. They don't need it. You just look at Kanye West, and I don't want to pick on him too much, but look at Tom Cruise, look at Brad Pitt, blah, blah. The list goes on and on of men who are supposedly, quote unquote, have it all, and they cannot keep a wife happy. They cannot keep a woman by their side. Their wives, their women are not loyal. Their women run from them, flee from them. Right? Johnny Depp isn't he another super duper movie star, and women swoon at him supposedly, and he's got how many millions does he have? And he was just in court fighting his ex-wife, suing each other. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's just silly. And it's part of our culture that we've begun to prioritize things that are not valuable. And so what we have to do is go back to the basics. So let's go ahead and let me go ahead and dip into this for a second. And the making a woman happy versus whose responsibility is it? It's not a man's responsibility or job to make his wife happy. It's not. We can't do it. We cannot make a woman happy. So don't even try. That's not your job. Never, never, ever try to make your woman happy. And if you ever try to do that, you're going to fail. Eventually, you will fail again and again, and it will strain your marriage, and it could even end your marriage one day. It's not our jobs as men to make our wives happy. Our jobs as husbands and men is to lead our family and put our family first, including our wife. And you treat her with respect. You treat her like a queen, like a princess. You pay her attention as much as possible. And you do the best that you can, and that's it. That's your job. Now, if you do the best that you can, if you put your wife first, if you please your wife, satisfy your wife, I think that's the word I'm looking for. You've got to try to satisfy your wife. And the most important aspect of that is on a sexual basis. You have to bring your wife to orgasm on a regular basis. That's the most important thing. Now, but that's not the only thing. So if you bring your wife to orgasm on a regular basis, but you also have her driving around in a piece of shit minivan while you're driving around in a brand new truck, go back and listen to my podcast about the driveway test. Go ahead and look out in your driveway when you and your wife's vehicle's out parked outside. Are you driving a nice vehicle and she's driving a piece of shit that could break down, or that has the old tires on it, or it's just the worst of the two vehicles? Or do you put your wife first, meaning she needs to drive the best vehicle, and then if you still have money, then you go ahead and buy yourself a nice vehicle? Are you putting your woman first? When it's time for dinner, do you make sure your wife gets to eat what she wants, and then you eat well, whatever there is? Like if you're going to go out for dinner, you ask your wife, what do you want to eat? And then you go eat there and you find something to eat. You don't go out and eat at a restaurant that you like and make your wife find something. That's little things like that. When you get into the car, do you ever open the car door for her and let her go in first if it's cold outside, so she's not cold, and then you get in the car last in the driver's seat? Little stuff like that. Do you massage your wife and make sure that, especially if she works, do you make sure that she's comfortable, that she doesn't have aches and pains? You just got to put your wife first, and then you put yourself second. Do you take your wife out bike riding or hiking or for a walk or to the park over going to the bar or playing around the golf with your buddies? Do you put your wife first? So you put your wife first, you treat her with respect, you treat her like a queen, like a princess, and you satisfy her in every way that you can, especially sexually. If you do those things, that's your job. If she's happy from that, she should be happy and loyal. She shouldn't even look at another man for longer than a second, because her gaze is going to snap right back to you. I don't care what you look like. You don't have to be the best looking guy in the room. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to buy your wife an $8 million ring and have a $2.8 million wedding. You don't need that stuff. You just need to put your wife first. She should be happy with you if you do those things. She should be happy. That's what makes a wife happy. So that's your job. Your job is to do those things, not to try to make her happy. Once you do those things and you take care of your wife, she should be happy because of the way you treat her. Now, is there cases where you do everything you can, everything I'm saying, and your wife is still not happy? Honestly, I really doubt that that's even a possibility. If you do everything that I'm saying, if you make sure that your wife orgasms before you do, if you give your wife orgasms on a regular basis, if you treat your wife with respect like a queen, like a princess, if you pass the driveway test, if you put your family first and you have them driving around in a new vehicle, the wife and kids, and you have your old pickup truck until you can afford a new one after you get her a new vehicle. And it could be a nice sports car, a car, whatever. You try to make her happy. If you do all those things, there's no reason why your wife should not be, quote unquote, happy. Now, let's just say the rare occasion that your wife, you do all those things and you do everything in your power to make your wife happy, or to treat her, to satisfy her. See, I got caught in the trap too. To satisfy her. If your wife is still not happy, this is easy. Now, this is the easy part. If you're doing everything that you're supposed to do as a husband and a father and a man, and your wife's not happy, you just show her the door in a nice way. And you tell her, if she's yelling at you, saying she doesn't like the marriage and she's not happy and blah, 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 and then you tell her, look, sweetie, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do to make you happy, to satisfy you, to take care of you. So you tell me what I need to do that I'm not doing already. Because maybe you're not doing something. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're not bringing her to orgasm. Or maybe you're not, maybe she's faking it. Or maybe you're doing something selfish that you don't realize. But if she doesn't have a good response to that, and she just seems unhappy no matter what, even with you, then you just tell her, look, sweetie, if you want to find someone else, be my guest. Let's not fight about it. I won't fight you. I won't use the kids against you. I won't be mean to you. Let's get divorced. And you can find, if you want to find someone else that you think will treat you better than I do, then I'm okay with that. By all means, feel free. And when you say that, you can be comfortable saying that. You can be confident. And so when I see Kanye West chasing after Kim Kardashian and trying to show up at the kids' party and he's upset and he's kind of pursuing her, just my instincts tell me that he was not doing everything he was supposed to do as a husband. And go back and listen to my podcast, because I've talked about a lot of this already. I've talked about the Bolt graph. Go back to the Bolt graph video and watch it, or the podcast. So Kim Kardashian was slowly falling out of love. I think they were together like 14, 16, maybe 7 years, married for seven at least. So women slowly fall out of love with their husbands without the husbands really realizing it. So Kim Kardashian was likely falling out of love with Kanye West over that 7-year marriage. And he didn't see it coming. And so when men don't see it coming, they don't understand when it happens. So like in Kanye West's point of view, he doesn't understand, he doesn't understand how Kim Kardashian can be sleeping with someone else right now. He just sees that as, hey, that's my wife, and she's sleeping with someone else, and she's treating me like I'm a stranger. But in her mind, in a woman's mind, in Kim Kardashian's mind, Kanye West is a stranger right now to her in terms of emotional affection, in terms of love. She does not love him. Her interest level, as explained by in my podcast, and I got this concept from Doc Loves the System, which is an awesome program. If you ever get a chance to order The System by Doc Love, I highly recommend it. So basically what happened is Kim Kardashian slowly fell out of love with Kanye West. And he didn't see it coming. And now it's here, and he's trying to save his marriage, or he tried, and it's too late. So she's probably from a 0 to 100% interest level in him. From my opinion, she's probably in the tens or twenties. Like, she sees him almost like other than the father of her children, she just sees him as a stranger. And always remember, when women start with the "I love you, I'm just not in love with you," that means that you're done as a husband and a man. You're done with that woman, at least. And so that means that the woman's interest level is below 50%. So it's 49% or below. So that's why I knew when they first separated and she started dating Pete Davidson, that's how I knew that Kanye West was done. Okay? It was over. The relationship was over. And so anything he did after that, which he did, would he try to sing her a song and invite her to his some kind of modeling show or something to try to win her back, and he put her in one of his songs. He was just embarrassing himself and wasting his time, because she was already done with him. And there's no turning back. Once a woman falls out of love with a man, once a woman's interest level falls below 50% out of 100, and she falls out of love with her man, it is over. There is no going back. And so Kim Kardashian reached that point and was done with the father of her four children. And I'm not even saying whose fault, or I'm not trying to blame, because I don't know. I don't think a lot of people know what happened, but my guess is the fact that he was pursuing her, or he still is to a certain degree. I theorize that he was maybe not paying her enough attention, or did something to lower her interest level until it dropped below 50%. And usually stuff like that takes a lot of time to do. So they were married for, I think, around 7 years. So, but like I said, once her interest level, it was slowly dropping. Once it dropped under 50, the relationship was over. Now, if you go back and look at my Huron Bolt graph, you'll see that Pete Davidson now is a new interest in her life. So her interest level would probably be up around in the 90s. And that's pretty obvious. You know, they're running around, going out together and stuff. So you have her interest level in Pete Davidson, the new guy, as in the 90 percentiles, let's say. And you have Kanye West, her husband, who she's divorcing. His interest level is probably in the 20s or so. There's no competition. There's nothing that Kanye West can do. So let's just say, God forbid, Pete Davidson dies in a horrific car accident, and Kim Kardashian is alone again. She still would not get back together with Kanye West, even though there is no competing male. That's another way just to kind of understand and look at it. because her interest level is still in the 20s. It doesn't matter how much money he throws at her. It didn't even matter if she was poor and broke. She lost all her money in the stock market, and then Pete Davidson passed away. Kanye West would not get her back. She would go and find someone else. So that's how important it is for, as a husband, to monitor your wife's interest level in you and put her first. Because if you screw up and you screw up and you screw up long enough and her interest level drops below 50, there is no fixing that. And men who try to fix marriages where the woman's interest level drops below 50 ends up getting labeled as a stalker, harasser, etc. Where the woman starts to call the cops, and or she has a new boyfriend, the new man, and then the new man, and the husband or the ex-husband end up getting in fights, and people go to jail, and it just gets really messy. So it's obvious to me, just from my law enforcement career, that men don't really get this concept. But it's actually quite easy from a man's point of view. You treat your woman right, you do everything you're supposed to do, and if your wife wants to walk away and find someone else, you let her. And even if you don't treat your woman right and your wife right, and she ends up saying she wants to leave you and she doesn't love you anymore, she loves you but she's not in love with you, that kind of verbal garbage, you let her go. You be mature, respectful about it, and you say, okay, well, let's go ahead and prepare to get the divorced, and then we'll move on with our life. And I know it's not ideal, but it's the right way to do things. And it usually will mean that you screwed up as the husband, that you lost your wife's interest because you were ignoring her, you put your hobbies first, you were not giving her sexual satisfaction, you weren't giving her orgasm on a regular basis. If you want to read more about that, you can read my book on Amazon. It's like $5, How to Make Your Woman Sexually Interested in You and Keep Her That Way, or Sexually Addicted to You and Keep Her That Way. And it's a really short ebook. You could probably read it in one day. But once again, Kanye West has no chance with Kim Kardashian anymore once the interest level has dropped. Same goes for Brad Pitt. Same goes for Brad Pitt with his wife, Jolie. I think their divorce has been finalized. Same goes with Tom Cruise when his wives run out the back door and jump the fence, screaming, trying to get away from him. So once again, men can appear to have everything that they think women like. The guys that drive around in the really big, expensive, fancy cars and trucks, but they're assholes or jerks. You know, that kind of makes me snicker, because they can catch women all day long, but they're going to lose them. And so I'm going to wrap this podcast up with that thought. I'm not an expert in picking up chicks, and I never want to be an expert in picking up chicks. And you should not be an expert in picking up chicks, picking up a woman as a man. Never. That should never be your goal. Because that is fleeting and dangerous and empty and soulless, and there's no good end game for you. What you want to do, what I want to do, is be an expert in keeping the woman of your dreams. So you don't want to be an expert in picking up women. You want to become an expert in one woman. So if you find a woman and you love her enough to marry her and you're married, you have got to become an expert in your wife. You've got to become an expert in everything that she desires and everything that makes her happy and unhappy. And you have to get a PhD in your wife. You know what? Maybe I should make that the title of my book. How to get a PhD in your wife. You should get a PhD in your wife. No, that doesn't sound right. Huh. Anyway, but you should become an expert in your wife. And if you do that, you will satisfy her needs. You will treat her right, and you can strut around the house knowing that you're the shit because you're taking care of business. Your wife had an orgasm last night. She's got a nice vehicle to drive around in. Her belly is well fed and food that she likes. She gets massages on a regular basis whenever you think she needs them. You get all the sex that you can handle. And your wife pays you attention, never flirts with any other man, and there's no reason for her to flirt with someone else when you're giving her everything she needs. And then it's up to her to be happy. It's up to her to accept happiness in her life. Because studies have shown that females, generally speaking, feel more anxiety than anybody else, than men or men of any race. It doesn't matter. The female biology is set up, the psychology is set up where just women worry about stuff naturally. That's just what they do. So the more you take that off their plate, the better you treat them right. And then you're confident. And, you know, even to this day, and I've told her, my wife and I, the vast majority of times we're extremely happy, but sometimes she gets upset for whatever reason. And if she ever utters the words, I could leave you, or I could find someone else, or, you know, I'm so confident and calm, I just calmly tell her. And like I said, the 99% of the time, we get along great. Things are wonderful. But, you know, people argue. Doesn't matter how happy you are. You're going to have arguments and disagreements. But if she ever utters something like that, I just turn and say, look, if you want to go find someone else, and I'll chuckle when I'm saying it because I think it's the whole concept's ridiculous. If you think you could find someone else that'll treat you better than I do, by all means, go ahead. No, I won't be angry about it. If you think you can find that, good luck to you. Because I know that I treat her right. And so you want to have that confidence as a man. As a woman that's listening to this podcast, you want your husband to have that swagger and confidence because that means you're being treated correctly. And you can see right now with Kanye West, he doesn't have a swagger. He doesn't have a confidence about him. He doesn't have the attitude like, hey, if she wants to leave this, I'm a multi-million dollar rapper. I'm famous. I've got four kids with her. We share four kids. He doesn't have that confidence because I think he did something wrong. And he probably did it wrong over a long period of time. And now he's reaping the whirlwind. I don't know how the saying goes. He's reaping what he sowed. So it's up to the woman to be happy if you're doing everything right. And if she's not happy, then let her go. Just let her go. Doesn't mean you don't love her. Doesn't mean you want to break up your family. Doesn't mean it's not worth fighting for. But you don't have to beg or bend over backwards when you're already treating a woman right. You just go find another woman if that's the case. If she wants to leave you anyway, even though you're doing everything right and she wants to leave, you just tell her, okay, you do what you got to do. But I can guarantee you it ain't going to happen, guys. If you do what you're supposed to do, your woman will adore you, will love you, will worship you, will follow you around the house, will constantly try to massage you, will try to sexually satisfy you, and will be loyal to you. You don't have to worry about her flirting with anybody else. And that's kind of the whole thing, that a loyal, happy woman is kind of what we're really after, right? That's kind of what we want. So the good news is you don't have to have you don't have to buy your wife $8 million rings or have a $2.8 million wedding or an expensive fancy wedding or jewelry, or, you know, you don't have to splurge and overspend and spend money with money you don't have. Just take care of your wife. Learn from Kanye West, Kim Kardashian. It's right out there in the public. Just keep watching. I hope he doesn't make too much of a fool of himself or get himself in legal trouble, or, you know, that's why she has all those bodyguards she has. She's actually handling this the smart way. So just continue to follow that, but I fully expect It doesn't matter if she ends up with Pete Davidson or not in the long run. She's not going to end up back with Kanye West because her interest level has fallen below 50%. So, guys, I hope this was an eye-opener for some of you, or you learned something. Relationships, marriages, it's a lot easier than we think. We just have to kind of put our men, you got to put your wife first and your kids first with your wife and put yourself last. And your wife will reward you in every way that you can possibly imagine. If you just put your needs last, you put your family first. That's what a real man does. I'm watching this show with my wife called, I think it's called 1888. It's the Yellowstone prequel. And they show the husband leading the wife and the kid and the son across the country. And I guess the frontier back in the day. And, you know, every step of the way, it seems like he takes care of his family. And he's not off doing stuff for himself. But it's a good show. But anyway, it kind of cements that, from in my mind, I know it's just a show, but it's pretty interesting to watch, that when times are hard, when times are easy, it doesn't matter. You just put your family first, and you will be rewarded. And you will not have to worry about your wife. You will not have to worry, okay? Yeah, my wife just sent me a text right now, wrapping up this podcast. I love you. Let me know when you are ready for me to order lunch for us. Maybe you can eat with me today at work. So that's the way it goes, guys. You treat your woman right. You take care of her. And she will want to hang out with you. She will want to have sex with you. She'll want to take care of your sexual needs. She'll want to take care of you in general. And you just take care of her, and she'll take care of you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mastering Marriage. Try to catch the last episode about trying to get enough sex from your wife, why men don't, husbands don't get enough sex for their wives. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you next time. Have a good day, and have a good marriage.